"Yelsin," he said, whispering, even though he knew it was unnecessary. "Anything on that mass sensor?"
"Just a weak trace, a reactor, I guess."
"Webslin," Hauser said, "I can see what looks like the mind in the station, floating at the far end. But it's not showing on either sensor. Would its AG make it invisible to the sensors?"
"Shouldn't,"
Webslin's puzzled voice came back.
"Might fool a passive gravity sensor, but not..."
A loud metallic braking noise came from the train. Hauser's suit registered an abrupt increase in local radiation.
"Holy shit," he said.
"What's happening?"
Yelsin said. More clicking, snapping noises echoed through the station, and another weak yellow light appeared from beneath the reactor car in the middle of the train.
"They're fucking about with the reactor carriage, that's what's happening," Hauser said.
"God," Webslin said. "Don't they know how old all this stuff is?"
"What are they doing that for?"
Avager said. "Could be trying to get the train to run under its own power," Hauser said.
"Crazy bastards."
"Maybe they're too lazy to push their prize back to the surface,"
the drone suggested.
"These nuclear reactors, they can't explode, can they?" Avager said,
just as a blinding blue light burst from under the centre of the train. Hauser flinched, his eyes closed. He heard Webslin shout something. He waited for the blast, the noise, death. He looked up. The light still flashed and sparkled under the reactor car. He heard an erratic hissing noise, like static.
"Hauser?"
Yelsin shouted.
"God's balls," Webslin said. "I nearly filled my pants."
"It's okay," Hauser said. "I thought they'd blown the damn thing up.
What is that, Webslin?"
"Welding, I think," Webslin said. "Electric arc."
"Right," Hauser said.
"Let's stop these crazies before they blow us all away. Yelsin, join me. Dorilo, meet up with Webslin. Avager, stay with Balveda." It took a few minutes for the others to arrange themselves. Hauser watched the bright, flickering blue light as it sizzled away under the centre of the train. Then it stopped. The station was lit only by the two weak lights from the control deck and reactor car. Yelsin floated down the foot tunnel and landed gently at Hauser's side.
"Ready?"
Dorilo said over the intercom. Then a screen in Hauser's helmet flashed. A speaker beeped in his ear. Something had transmitted a signal nearby, not one of their suits or the drone.
"What was that?" Webslin said. Then, "Look there on the ground. Looks like a communicator."
Hauser and Yelsin looked at each other.
"Hauser?"
Webslin said.
"There's a communicator on the floor of the tunnel here. I think it's on.
It must have picked up the noise of Dorilo sitting down beside me. That was what transmitted. They're using it as a bug."
"Sorry,"
Dorilo said.
"Well, don't touch the thing,"
Yelsin said quickly.
"Could be boobied."
"So, now they know we're here," Avager said.
"They were going to know soon anyway," Hauser said. "I'll try hailing them. Everybody ready in case they don't want to talk." Hauser cut his AG and walked to the end of the tunnel, almost onto the level platform of the station. Another communicator, lying there, transmitted its single pulse. Hauser looked at the great dark train and switched on his suit PA. He drew a breath, ready to speak in Adiran. Something flashed from a slit window near the rear of the train. His head was knocked back inside the helmet and he fell, stunned, his ears ringing. The noise of the shot echoed through the station. The suit alarm beeped frantically at him. Hauser rolled over against the tunnel wall. More shots slammed down on him, flaring against the suit helmet and body. Yelsin ducked and ran. She skidded to the lip of the tunnel and raked fire over the window the shots were coming from, then swiveled, grabbed Hauser by one arm and pulled him further into the tunnel. Plasma bolts crashed into the wall he'd been lying against.
"Hauser?"
she shouted, shaking him.
"Command override level 0,
a small voice chirped in Hauser's buzzing ears.
"This suit has sustained system fatal damage, automatically voiding all warranties from this point. Immediate total overhaul required. Further use at wearer's risk. Powering down."
Hauser tried to tell Yelsin he was all right, but the communicator was dead. He pointed to his head to make her understand this. Then more shots from the nose of the train came bursting into the foot tunnel. Yelsin dived to the floor and started firing back.
"Fire!" she yelled to the others. "Get those bastards!"
Hauser watched Yelsin shooting at the far end of the train. Laser trails flicked out from the left side of their tunnel, tracer shells from the right as the others joined in. The station filled with a spastic, blazing light. Shadows leapt and danced across the walls and ceiling. He lay there, stunned, dull-headed,
listening to the muffled cacophony of sound breaking against his suit like surf. He fumbled with his laser rifle, trying to remember how to fire it. He really had to help the others fight the Adirans. His head hurt. Yalson stopped shooting. The front of the train glowed red where she'd been firing at it. The explosive shells from Nysin's gun crackled round the window the first shots had come from, short bursts of fire. Wubslin and Dorilo had come out of the main tunnel, past the slab of the train's rear. They crouched near the wall, firing at the same window as Nysin.